name, the date, in their founding covenant, and they were celebrating. And as a church, they'd recently transitioned into missional communities a few years earlier and begun that journey of following Jesus in a slightly different way with a more intentional purpose. And it's one of those churches that's inspired me in the journey that we're on. And they were a church that was part of a suburb of Edinburgh. They were called Morningside. So it was a suburb. And God led them into the city centre. And for 4 years, they had nowhere to meet. So they met in lots of different places. And then God opened up a church for them right in the centre, which is now called Central Baptist Church. And it sits 2,000 people. So it's inspiring me, and that video, I hope, would inspire you to follow Jesus. That's what we're about as a church. We want to try and keep it simple. And baptism is really important if you're a follower of Jesus. It's one of the things that Jesus told us to do. And I want to just mention three things really quickly, just to help you understand why baptism is so important. The first reason why baptism is important is it's because it's for believers. For us, we're a Baptist church, so you may not be surprised that one of our distinctives is that we have believers' baptism. This is why there's a pool here, because actually we believe that to be baptized needs to happen after you've made a decision to believe. So it's believers' baptism. And we're a group of people that I think God is encouraging us to be believing believers. And what do you believe? What do we believe? Because what you believe, what we believe, really matters. It matters to the way that you live your life and the choices you make and the way you spend your money. What you believe is really important. So to be baptized is for believers. Secondly, to be baptized is to be immersed in water. So we have a lot of water at our baptisms, and we have a baptismal pool. And the reason for that is because baptism is symbolic. It's an outward expression of something that's happened inwardly. It's, again, something that is, you know, unseen. When you become a Christian, something shifts on the inside of your life. You make that decision to follow Jesus. In baptism, you publicly demonstrate that. And for Joy, Mark, and Georgina, at this stage in their lives, as they've been following Jesus in different ways over a number of years, they've got to that point where they want to publicly declare in baptism that they are followers of Jesus. And so we use this baptism pool to take people under the water and back up out of the water to symbolize death and life and resurrection. And also in baptism, the third thing that we believe is that it's a moment where God wants to fill us with his Holy Spirit. To be followers of Jesus is, I believe, one of the greatest things that we can decide to do. And it's one of those things that actually we need help to do it. We can't do it in our own strength. The Holy Spirit is here right now. I don't know whether you've experienced him this morning, but I have. I've experienced his presence this morning when I've been in this room. Something in the atmosphere of his presence is here. And that Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit lives in us, and we're going to pray again for Joy and Mark and Georgina when they're in the water to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because actually they'll go out from today and they'll keep following Jesus. They'll still make some mistakes. They'll still make some things that are wrong, but actually they'll be following Jesus as new creations. So we're going to sing a song together at this point. Just to get ready, the children who are out will come back in, I think. We'll just move this table and chairs out, the table out of the way. We'll open up the baptistry, and then we're going to do the baptizing in a few minutes. So thanks, Ollie and team.